Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. I know this is the final episode of the season and you know the vibes. We've been talking about Love Island for the last couple of weeks. So I thought, why not bring in some finalists? It's Dami and India, everybody.
What's happening?
What are you lot saying? You lot have been on these streets and I'm here for it.
We're off the streets now though.
Oh, yeah. Off the streets.
We live in a house now. Right.
What, together?
No. Metaphorically speaking, not yet, but real soon.
When's that gonna happen though?
Soonish.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been spending every single day with each other anyway.
So you might as well.
Yeah.
And Dami, earlier on you said that you're kind of moving to London now. Anyways, you're basically living in London.
Yeah, basically in transition. I literally bought a one-way ticket and I've been freestyling it since.
So we've been with each other since, so
the vibe should really be truly and honestly, you know.
We go out and then we come back in, maybe sometimes her house, and then we just literally crash on top of each other.
Yeah.
Literally just sleep. Like sleep. Sometimes you don't even make it into the bed.
You just crash on top of each other. So one's on top of the other, and that's just it.
Literally, and it's an awkward space as well, but we just crash.
That is how, like, I don't know, lately it's just been really busy. And like we'd have to go out and it's just been a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's
been
fun.
A lot.
Yeah.
But we haven't had like time to like even properly just
Yeah,
but you've enjoyed seeing your fans, the support online,
absolutely.
You know, the Dami your crew.
Yeah.
Similar to Beyonce and Nicki Minaj's fandom, because they go ham.
They do.
But you've been seeing them in real life and you've been enjoying that support.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so nice to, like, see everyone in person, especially, like, if we go shopping.
Yeah.
And there'll be, like, supporters around. It's just so nice to feel the love. And everyone's really nice, right?
Yeah.
So, I do appreciate all of them. And
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, and Dami, have you been back to Ireland yet?
Yeah, I've been to Ireland for, like, maybe like a moment for like 2-3 days, and the love there was actually crazy. Like I literally went to a shopping center and I just got swarmed by a lot of people. Like a lot. Like parents would be using their kids to kind of, because I'll try to leave and then they'd be like, oh my daughter. And I'd be like, all right, come on. We just keep going. I think I was there for like literally 15 minutes just taking pictures, and then my friends had to just wait in the corner for me, and I was like, sorry guys.
Yeah, so how are your friends from home dealing with your newfound fame now? Like, how are they adjusting to that? Family, your friends?
My friends, man, they're loving it. They can't wait for me to just bring them out to London and go partying, like, because, you know, they feel like I'm up there now, so now they're up there too.
Yeah.
But my family, my mom loves it because she says, like, people still stop her, like, where I grew up in Europe, saying, like, we're all proud of your son.
Wow.
And, like, how does it feel to be the son of a celebrity? But she's loving it, though, because she's basically a famous mom now.
That's what she sent
me last night in the text. Like, she's basically a famous mom, so she's enjoying it as much as me.
Wow. So when are we taking India to Dublin? To Ireland?
We're supposed to go, like, next week.
But we're supposed to go next week.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've just had so much stuff to do.
Yeah, plans keep coming up. Now there's more plans next week as well. So it's like, but now we're going to Ireland. We have to go back to my home place.
We do. Because I need to meet, like, obviously his family.
We do.
Yeah.
And everything and try the food down there and stuff like that.
Yeah. So where are you taking? Where's the spot to go in Ireland? Because I've never been. Yeah. Where are you taking?
Unless you want to go hiking, we can go hiking. You ain't trying to go hiking.
No. You can try hiking. What's wrong with that?
I think it's called Glenelock. We're not going hiking. I've already done it. But like,
is it like outdoor?
We're going to take our shopping centres because we need to clear up something.
Hold on, how's hiking? So you've done it?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done the whole thing, Glenlock. I've done it like a few times. I've done hiking Germany. I actually
that
like
is
walking.
Fun.
And stuff.
Yeah, so go for it. Yeah. I think that'd be a good idea.
It's a hike.
Yeah.
But you don't need makeup for that, so we're not going to be late for anything.
Okay.
Because we now know India that when makeup is involved, you are late.
Makeup is involved, man. Oh God.
Even today. Like,
man, every day, not even today.
India, you're bad. India was bad today.
Day.
She was late to this interview. She
man,
was late.
Do you know what she tried to do? Yeah, because you know the cab that was coming to me. It was supposed to come to me first. Yeah. Or no, it was supposed to come to her first, yeah. But she switched it to me so then she'll have more time. So then we'll go to her. Oh, man.
Well, I'm here now.
So out of you two, you take the longest to get ready. Because I thought, damn, you're quite a fashionista, you know. So
no,
I was thinking,
quick.
It could have been you.
I make up outfits in my head before I'm like, before
see.
I even touch anything.
A smart one.
I mean, I do too, but
I don't think
like,
you do, darling.
You know what?
No, I don't think you do.
Something is always holding me back. Like, I'll
what
be...
was holding you back this morning, my baby
know.
Girl?
Like, I
oh, yeah, free
everything.
Out. Just talk. Yeah.
What's holding
so
you back?
So I woke up this morning.
Mm.
To be fair, maybe because I
you were
there.
Up early because you
I
actually WhatsApped
up
to me
I
early.
Up early.
I was like, yeah,
like
she's
8,
getting ready.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Like, she didn't send me TikToks at 5 a.m. I was like, oh, sis
so you were up
ready.
At 5 a.m., India.
Sis is getting ready.
I was up from early.
What is it? Can I say, India?
India, oh. India, India.
India, India.
A lot of things at once, you know. But you know what? I made it and I'm here.
Yeah, you always make it. That's all that matters. Yeah.
I'm never late. You guys are just early, all right? Yeah.
It's true. Ooh, it's true.
We all come
true.
To India's beat and India's time. That's how it goes.
You know, you just got to work with it.
Well, you know, from time Lizzo's endorsing you,
well,
you got to act like a diva. You got to do it.
You
got to do it. But look, you guys came third place on Love Island this year. You were in the finals. A lot of people were happy to see that. How did it feel for you at that point? When you reached third place, were you like, oh, I want to go home when you got to the finals? Or like, were you kind of just happy to enjoy being there? Because you lot were in there for quite a while. How many weeks?
Eight,
obviously, yeah,
eight,
you, how
eight
many,
weeks.
It's a long time.
If you count, yeah. the quarantine period, like it's 11 weeks.
That's a long time.
Yeah. In the villa.
So were you sick of it by the time you got to that stage? Or were you just like, you know what, let's just enjoy this experience? Because...
Yeah, I think I was more like, let's just enjoy the experience. Yeah. Like, we've come this far. But like, if we were to go home, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Because we're together and it's like, well, whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was nice to enjoy the experience.
I was ready from like the last 2 weeks, but after like, you know, they start bringing the baby challenge and then we start going on our dates, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna write this out. Let me just enjoy till the end.
To go.
I was ready for
and then
a while.
The baby came, and then you got another spring.
When came into my life, everything changed for me. Everything changed.
Wow.
I was getting ignored. Literally, it was just him and Sienna Funke. Like, I was there, like, well, I'm just gonna leave you to it and go out for brunch with the girl.
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
But, he really enjoyed that.
And do you feel like that moment kind of allowed you to feel like what it would be like if you had a child together and kind of really painted that picture?
I hope it wouldn't be like that. Because it was just me on my own. I don't want to be a single dad. Come on.
Definitely.
Not India leaving you.
Yeah,
man, to go
party.
I was doing this in the background. Just twerk.
But you know what? I like that. Like, if you want to be hands-on as a father, I'm not
Yeah, I will be hands-on.
You.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, I like
it's
that.
A team, it's a team effort thing, though.
Yeah, but obviously I'll play my part and do what I have to do as a mother. But, you know.
So you don't think she's a team player as a parent?
I definitely am.
I think the only part she thinks she has to play is giving birth. And then after...
That's such a lie.
The rest is for me.
That's such
and
a lie.
Everything financial and hands-on is dammy.
Wow.
I feel like I'll be very supportive. Very good.
So look, and you know... Mm.
It was the... we won best parents.
Let me tell you something
parents.
That you didn't see on, this,
us,
on the
tell
screen.
Tell us.
That
actually,
was the hottest mum.
Listen, yeah, you were the hottest mum. It said... The award goes to the best parent. They had to draw an S. They put an S there. They drew an S. Come on, sweetheart.
But do you know what it is? You know what? In my defense,
India.
It's because I have a niece and a nephew, and I've been there, done that. So when Sienna came
so
over,
I
just
no, you haven't been there, done that. You still need to have a child in your life.
That's
India.
That's a poor excuse.
It wasn't a real baby.
I'm the oldest in my family.
It's preparation, India.
I was thinking like, it's not even a real baby, so like, it's not that deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to take
it.
You have to take it seriously.
Yeah, you have to take it seriously.
I did. Like, I fed the baby and she stopped crying. I did a lot of things.
Exactly.
She did. She was a good mom.
Obviously, at the right time in the future, do you lot see yourself having children?
Definitely in the future, not now.
She wants to call one of our kids Tree.
It's Three. Three. Can we...
Three?
Three.
Like the number three.
Like the number three.
But he's
like
saying it wrong because of his accent.
No, you wanted your kids to get dragged in school.
That's why
Three.
I said to
they're
her.
Not
That's why he's
no,
going to be,
no,
gonna be third place in everything.
My child. Like, it would never happen because I'm their mum. Like,
so you've never been dragged in your life?
In school
right now, girl.
How was it in school? Come on, like,
no,
you know,
I had a pretty, everybody's... I had a pretty good run in school.
Really?
Like, I was just one of those girls that got along with everyone. I never really got into drama. Like that. I mean, there was probably people chatting shit behind my back. Like, it happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was never like in fights or getting dragged for no reason.
But back to the baby names, yeah. So not tree. No,
no, not
three.
Three.
Why? Why three?
I don't know. I just like three. It. And three is just
that me?
A cute number.
Name? Baby
me,
name?
I said Ezekiel.
Yeah, and
Ezekiel.
Such that's a really nice, that's a powerful name.
Ezekiel?
Call that child is going to grow up to be a lawyer. You can just feel the power in that name.
Or a basketball player.
Wow, that even that touched my soul. But I don't know about three.
Yeah, three just sounds...
It's not resonating with my soul.
It will be my child.
Like, imagine you're bringing, you're trying to introduce, but hey, we're out here with three.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's not tree. You're saying tree. Yeah, but okay, like
you say, we're out here going.
Three.
No, but say, hey, guys,
hi,
we're out.
Hi, this is my son, three.
No.
Oh, no freaking way.
No.
I'm not seeing it.
No.
You know what? You lot don't have any taste or any vision.
But just imagine if your child three would love Island.
Your taste is numbers.
Three? Who would you like to couple up with? Excuse me?
Yeah, three. Do you know what? It's one of those ones. You don't like it now, but when he comes to life, okay, and he's growing around, he'll grow on you.
I'm so sorry, nah.
I like it.
Nah.
Interesting. Back to your journey in the villa. So obviously, right in the beginning, things changed this year where the public had to choose you guys couple up with.
Yeah.
So obviously, India, you were coupled up with Akena, the public chose, and you were with Amber, the public chose.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the public made the right decision at that moment in time?
Absolutely not.
No.
Can you explain why?
I don't know. Like, I suppose the public didn't really know me. And if I feel like if the public actually looked at everybody's VTs, they would have just put us together. Because I've watched our VTs and we were very similar from the jump. So, I don't know, maybe they weren't paying attention, you know.
Okay.
So.
I've not watched our VT yet. I've not even watched mine back. But yeah, I just feel... Well, it was obvious, really.
Yeah,
I mean, I got to know Akena, it didn't work out. So obviously it was the wrong choice.
Yeah. But I think Amber and Akena both were a bit confused, kind of, as to when this spark happened between you two.
No, Akena couldn't have been confused. Maybe Amber could have, but Akena, no. Because me and Akena, we always went back and forth. We have little guy jokes. And I'll be saying, listen, I don't know what you're not seeing with India, because it's something.
But Akena actually spoke about that on this show. We're about to get into a clip. Here's what he said. Right, how did you feel?
Yeah, it is a little bit weird. Like, Dami was probably the closest person I was in there with. I spoke to the most as well. And I gelled with to a connection. And in there, when we had chats, we'd give each other couple advice, like relationship advice. And he would say, oh, bro, how you feeling? Da, 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 and give me advice on what to do. And at no point when I say, oh, do you like India? Or do you find her attractive? Would you ever do that? He said, nah, you get this. But he would say, yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah.
But at no point did he mention, which I didn't, obviously, it's his thing
his
to
choice,
do.
His choice, yeah.
But at no point did he mention, oh, yeah, I would couple up with India.
Nah, I can't stop the cap.
So obviously, look, in that clip, Akena said, at no point did you mention that
we literally kept telling each other we should swap. We should just transfer, you know, sides. Because I always said to him, I don't know. He'd say, like, oh, maybe there's something that's missing. I'd be like, what is missing? Like, India's Leng. I'd actually say India's Leng. Like, and even the day he left, like, moments before he left, I actually kind of, like, was edging to saying it. I was like, I actually think India's literally attracted, like, I actually would go there. That was the moment when we had the recoupling, and then they just left. Because I was going to, I feel like telling him, because we've had so many, like, jokey stuff and banters about it, and, like, saying we should recouple or we should swap. So I don't, that's a bit confused. We can call him right now. I can clear it up quickly. That doesn't really sound like, you know, the truth.
Wow. And what about you with Amber? Because Amber also popped on this show and said that she herself was a bit confused.
Well, the night Amber left, we actually spoke about it before I got the text.
Oh.
So we were speaking on the Sun Deck and she said to me, literally, obviously I know you're in like a friendship couple now with Akena, but like as a friend, like how would you feel getting to know Dami? And I literally said to her, obviously right now things are a bit like, you know, I know you're still chatting and whatever, but if it was to happen, I would be open to getting to know him. So she was well aware.
Yeah.
But like, it was just early. Like, as soon as I had that conversation with her, we got a text and we went to the fire pit and then they went home. So if anyone that didn't know about it on my half was Akena, because I never got to tell Akena how I felt about Dami, but I did tell Amber.
Yeah.
So
the romance was brewing, but like, when did you both realise? Because there must have been a point where like, you both like, did you have like an eye contact or like,
I feel like
what happened? How did this happen?
I feel like throughout the whole time in the villa, like, you know when you just click with someone?
Even from the beginning?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, we would have small conversations and like chat and whatever, but because we were both coupled up with different people, we're like, okay, I'm going to be respectful and let you do your thing and I'm going to do mine.
Yeah.
Like, and see how things go.
Because like, even though Ken is asking for advice and stuff, it's like, even if I am attracted to India, I know obviously he's trying something, so, and we are friends, so I'm never going to be like, I'm trying to take your girl. So I feel like until you did, you actually like, you know, kind of put it in the friend zone, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, now it's kind of like...
Yeah, like, obviously, like, when I friend zone Akena, I didn't know anything was going to happen with me and Dami, but I was just putting myself first because it just wasn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't fair enough, regardless of what was going to happen with me and Dami...
I was ready to jump ship from Amber. Anyway, whether it was with her or not, I was ready. I was itching to leave because I was getting tired, man. There was a lot, like, that I was going through in that whole space. So
why were you getting tired of Amber?
Like, I feel like it was a lot of, like, confusion. It's like, I was trying to, like, because also I came into Love Island to do the experience properly, and I'm coming out of my own comfort zone and being open-minded, even if, like, someone might not be my initial first, you know, attraction type. I don't, she could have actually possibly been my type. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, when I'm trying to communicate with someone and I'm not getting like stuff back, and it just feels like it's like a wall, and it's apparently always my fault. I don't know. I can't really gel with people like that. And I feel like towards the end of it, I feel like she noticed the shift in change when I kind of dipped. And then that's when she started putting more effort in. But it's like, I've already kind of left this whole situation. And then, obviously, she left before I got to tell her. Let me not say what I was about to say.
What?
Nothing. Because, you know, I just... Nothing.
I don't know what you want to say.
What were you going to say?
It's not... No. I actually, like, them leaving, I actually wouldn't have... Even if they were there, I'd have still did what I did.
Yeah, and I think that was a thing for people. People think, oh, Amber and I kind of left, so now you lot are cracking on. But... Nah. Even if they were still there, we would have still gotten
like
to know each other.
We planned to tell. Like,
that's good to know.
Literally,
yeah.
So literally before they left, the day before that was a rest day, so you're not allowed to like talk to each other on rest day. Yeah. And obviously, Dami came to me, told me how he felt and whatever, and I said to him, look, I know you're in a situation with Amber, but out of respect, I need you to tell her as well how you're feeling before we decide to pursue and move things on. So it was never a thing like, oh, just because they left, we've now got a chance to get to know each other.
I was gonna tell her the next day, like, and then boom, she just left.
Yeah, he was literally gonna tell her the next day, but text game, so.
But look, onwards and upwards, when you two went on your first date, I remember saying this on TikTok, there was something... The spark was sparking on that first date. I even predicted on my TikTok, you guys are going to make it to the finals, because you could just see, I think from what you both went through, I saw the way you were with Amber, I saw the way you were with Akena, and it's almost like what was lacking from what you lot, what are in your personalities, when you lot got together, it matched like that. How did you lot feel on that first date?
I had fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I remember you saying I was going to talk about the salon, and you were like, I'll be window shopping.
Yeah.
I was like, I think this is my girl. So, I was like, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a good date. And I feel like even when I got that text and I read it out, I was so shocked because I didn't expect us to go on a date.
Yeah,
like,
we were just talking about ice cream.
Wow. And the text came through. I was like, oh, you look like...
She got really drunk that night.
How many did you have?
Because we had drinks before
we
went out.
Yeah.
What? Are you allowed that? I thought you only allowed one drink.
No, but when you're going on a date, they give you that, but they don't think you're actually going to finish it. But she just kept drinking.
So you should get one glass an evening.
Are you a lightweight?
Yeah,
she is. She only drinks red wine. Like, she doesn't really drink
red spirit, wine.
Like.
Is heavy.
Yeah, it's very full.
I started drinking red anytime. Do you know why she started doing?
Because of me.
Whenever I wanted to make move on to India, I'd always drink red wine just so I'd be in sync with her somehow.
Something in common.
I never used to drink red wine, but now I drink it all the time.
And then when he would get vexed with me, he wouldn't order red wine for me.
Yeah, when we're not talking to each other, I'll start drinking white wine again.
No, that's petty.
It is, yeah. Like, when you came back from Casa Amor, I was drinking white wine straight. I wasn't drinking red.
Obviously, they like ask us, what do you want to drink? And I must have asked one of the runners, like, oh, what's Dami like drinking tonight? Like, is he drinking red? And I heard he was drinking white. I was like, this bitch. So he means more than, because he's not even drinking red, like, whatever.
But look, I only discovered recently...
Can I take off my jacket?
Yeah, you can take it off.
It's hot, man.
I only discovered recently from a previous interview that you lot did that before Casa Amor, you lot had a conversation and kind of said that, you know, like, we can both get to know other people and whatever happens and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's so I didn't know that. So while everyone was looking at you saying, oh my gosh, Dami, you were doing XYZ in Casa Amor, I didn't realise that you two had actually discussed and like said, you know, do whatever you want in Casa Amor, then we'll come back and see what's what.
Yeah, it was literally a very simple conversation. Obviously, at that point in time, we were very close. Like, we were quite deep in, but we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we were still getting to know each other. There was no label on it. So, respectfully, I can't be here saying, oh, you're not allowed to get to know each other. It was a thing where if it happens, it happens.
Because we both said how we were on the outside world.
Yeah.
And it's just being those people while we're in there and actually trying to explore. Yeah.
But then that doesn't, like, also what I kind of realized is, like, okay, you can get to know somebody. Even with me, like, bringing Deji back, it kind of didn't change anything. It didn't change how I felt about Dami. So it's like, well, yeah,
I feel like that's how you know, though.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you getting to know Deji, because I know in the beginning, and I said this to Deji when he popped on here, actually, I feel like it was very much Deji was trying to get to know you, but it was like pushing. You weren't really having it. You weren't really having it. That's what it looks like. But Deji explains that, you know, you two were getting to know each other and, you know, you were liking each other. You started to eventually take a liking to him.
Yeah, I mean, I will never deny anything between me and Deji. Yeah. We did get along. He's a great guy. And we were getting to know each other because I, you know, gave him that chance. I was like, cool, we're going to get to know each other. What? But, I mean, it just wasn't where my heart was at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? He's a nice guy, but in that environment, it just wasn't right for me. And, like, I was naturally gravitating towards Dami. And it's like, I can't help who I gravitate towards, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I can't help who I have a connection with.
Yeah.
And it's just as simple as that.
Yeah. So. Well, Deji popped on this show a couple of weeks ago, and here's what he had to say.
It got to another conversation in bed, and she just got really stressed out about it all, and she was like, yeah, I can't lie. Like, I felt like I'm probably going to be falling in love with two people at this point.
You said that.
And then like, it got pretty deep. I'm not going to lie. It got pretty deep. And then, yeah, then, like, it got to a point where she was even saying, like, I can't, like, I just even want to go home. Like, she was just, like, honestly stressed about it all, innit?
So Deji's basically said that, you know, you actually wanted to leave because you were about to fall in love with two people.
Wasn't that deep.
Fall in love with two people.
Wasn't that deep at all. It wasn't that deep. Damn. I think it was a situation where I was getting to know Deji and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I said to him, in this environment, I can't give both of you 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Maybe if he came in at a different time, things would be different. Mm. But at that point, I had a lot of feelings for Dami.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to get myself in a situation where I'm leading two people on and then it's like, what's the point?
But as he said in that clip, did you feel like you wanted to leave because you were that stressed out about the situation?
No, I was very, like, pissed off at the situation. Like, I was stressed out, but I didn't want to leave. Like, it's not that deep. Like, I was like, oh, this is too much. Like, I can't be asked. But I definitely want to leave. Like, it wasn't that deep.
Dami, what are your views? I think you've got
This falling in love with two people thing. Did you actually say that?
No, I said, I don't want to. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm leading two people on.
Where's the falling in love coming from? Like, I'm getting in trouble for leaving people on outside, but that's
I don't
heavy.
Think it's that deep. I definitely weren't in love with Deji, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
So do you feel like he was, like, misled in a way? Like, how do you feel? Because he seems like he, when he came on the show, he seemed like he liked you a lot, and he seemed like he felt that,
like,
there was.
No, like, I don't have a bad word to say about him, and our connection was real. I mean, we did get along. We did have a connection. Like, I was vibing with him, but it's just a thing, it weren't flowing by the end of it, and it was just too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, the feelings were, like, mutual between us. It was never like, oh, I didn't like him or anything like that. Definitely not.
Yeah. And then there was a moment which you spoke about, actually a couple of moments which you spoke about, where you two got quite intimate. This is what you had to say.
There were conversations that were had where she was like, she would come to me and be like, oh, he said this, this, and this, but she'd be like sat on my lap kissing me and da 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 da. So then it was like, I have nothing to worry about, kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? There was never any inkling that made me go, okay, cool. Tomorrow, you're here today, but gone tomorrow, kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Did we ever see them kissing?
Did it not show?
I don't think
I have never seen them kissing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So obviously,
how many kisses? Oh, wow. How many times?
Let me know.
No, we're quite keen to know.
Yeah, it was normal. Like, it was just a normal thing.
Yeah, but how many times?
I won't count.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm not lying. Yeah, it was just so normal. Like, it was so normal. Like before
a
bed.
Few times,
like, yeah,
a few times.
Like, it was nothing crazy. Yeah. Like,
so were you sat on his lap kissing him?
So this kissing situation, no. I spoke to Deji the other day over the phone to understand where he's coming from. With the whole kissing situation, I kissed him once in bed in the main villa and in Casa Amor. So I said to him, obviously I've seen this clip, and I said, the way you're saying it, you're making it out, like, me and you have been lip locking and proper, like, lipsing off.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like, it wasn't even deep kisses like that. Like, one time I bought you a peppermint tea and you gave me a kiss, thank you. So that obviously jogged my memory. I was like, okay, cool. you brought me tea and I gave him a thank you peck, but it was so insignificant that I'm not even remembering it or seeing it as a
gift. That was like the true weakest for me, just saying.
So it's like, obviously I'm hearing things and it's like, I think obviously because like he did like me, do you know what I mean? Obviously feelings were mutual, so he's holding on to every single thing and keeping it as something, but
so was he not wrong? Was he in the wrong to say that, or?
Do you know what? It's not about, it's how you say things.
Yeah.
And listening to that clip, the way it sounds, anyone would think that, oh yeah, you lot are lip-sync. If we were lip-sync, you lot would have seen it.
Mm.
It would have been on camera. The girls would have known about it. I would have told the girls, oh yeah, me and Deji had a kiss, blah, blah, blah. It was never that deep. Like even when I ran in one time, he was in bed and it was like, oh, good night. Danica was there. It was never a lip. Do you know what I mean? So I think he's kind of just
You've spoken to him?
Yeah, I've spoken to him. Right. Like everything is blessed, but I did say to him, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And the way you're going around making it out, we're doing big up kisses. And the only significant kiss we had was in bed when we were in the main villa. So.
And was he quite apologetic? And
Not really. Just understood where it was coming from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that situation, I kind of just wanted to clear up because I feel like the whole kissing situation made it sound like we were doing a lot more than we were.
Yeah.
And we definitely weren't.
Yeah.
So,
fine, so that's all cleared up, everybody. Look, again, disclaimer, no one drag Deji.
No
Deji
one,
is a good guy.
Like, no one Deji's
very,
Deji.
Very, very nice guy.
He's Deji, a very
please,
nice
please
guy.
No trolling of Deji. No, Deji's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah.
But like, Deji's my boy, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. He's come to Ireland as well.
Oh, good, yeah.
Like, as I said, like, me and Deji had a conversation, like, everything is blessed. Like, I will never deny anything. What did you say?
No, I meant he's coming to Ireland separately. No, relax, guys.
Like, he is a very nice guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's down to earth. He's real, whatever.
Dami, obviously, you know, you were talking and getting to know Summer and everything. So with that situation, obviously, was that kind of just like you just found her attractive? Obviously, that nothing too deep. Because obviously, you know, you like
Yeah, I found her attractive. And I don't know, getting to talk to her. Like, we were getting on and it was fun conversations. And I felt like, ultimately, me bringing her back was just because on the outside world, you'd give yourself time to get to know someone else as well. So that's actually why I brought her back. But I was always clear to where my feelings were. So I'd never let anybody on. So
I think with the whole Deji situation as well, as in, I wasn't checking in with him every day saying, oh, by the way, I'm going to get back Dami. So I feel like maybe that's where he could have felt like, oh, there was no inkling.
Whereas I was.
But for me, I told him in Casa before he even came back.
What were you doing?
I was saying every single conversation, I would literally tell her where my feelings are.
Like, you were telling Summer?
Yeah, still India, like, but she's obviously trying to back herself and, you know, still try to.
But you were having fun there because Summer popped on this show and she had this to say. Obviously, what parts didn't we see from the way Dami was being with you and Casa?
You guys didn't see my topless back massage.
Ooh.
You didn't see us cuddling each other in the pool, our underwater kisses. Like, there was a lot going
on. Underwater kisses?
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
What, you trying to kill her under the water?
Man, the underwater kiss, man. She was just choking on the water. We didn't even kiss. Like, she literally nearly drowned, like, so it wasn't really. But, like, I feel like with the Summer situation, I literally said, it's either I'm going to fully 100% in or not at all. And I did. I was I was affectionate with the girl. I'm not going to say I wasn't. But, like, I wasn't crazy, crazy in-depth affectionate. Like, obviously, I did kiss her and stuff. And I, as much as saying I sugarcoat it, when I literally said every single thing that I did except the three-way kisses. Because that was insignificant to me. I didn't remember that.
So, yeah.
You know, sure. Still want to finish your sentence about stuff?
I forgot.
You seem annoyed.
I forgot what I was going to say.
What are you annoyed about?
Why do you seem annoyed?
No, I'm not annoyed. I honestly just forgot what I was going to say.
Well, look, Casa Amor is done.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
We're moving on from that stuff. Mm. It's all in the past. Mm. India, your face is telling.
Sorry.
India, your face.
What's wrong, dude?
What's wrong?
It's not even anything at all, but yeah.
Just say it.
Just say.
I don't even know what I'm going to say. It's just hearing stuff, isn't it?
How do you feel?
I feel like the situation's been and gone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And
I think that's mainly
what it is. Just bringing up old wounds.
And I feel like in both situations, it's easy for people to sort of like just hang on to things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even with the whole like situation with Deji, I understand how he feels because like I was saying, I wasn't checking in with him every day saying, oh, I'm going to go back to Dami. Only because I told him in Casa, I was like, look, me bringing you back doesn't mean that it's going to work out. And I feel like it's a bit mean for me every day to be like, oh, by the way, I might go back to Dami. Like, I already told you once. I don't need to keep letting you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like, I'm in a whole relationship now. So it's like.
And I feel like coming from Casa Amor, they kind of had to be prepared for us going back to who we were with, because you can't come in, have like 4 days and think you're going to come take us completely. And I feel like, because as much as like I told Summer, like my feelings are still with India. And obviously I was still trying to get to know her. As soon as we got back to the, they got back to the Mayville and I saw India, like I can't control my feelings. Like it's like my heart knows what I want. So there's no point of me to like keep pretending and then leading someone on when this is who I want. Like, and I feel like obviously it's probably hard for her to take that. And then it's like coming across this whole leading people on. So I do not do that. So that was the thing that upset me the most, because I genuinely don't. I literally speak my mind all the time.
But do you think that maybe Summer, because Summer, again, when she was talking about all those things.
Maybe the affectionate stuff.
She said on the show, she said she felt that, you know, you lot were really gelling because you were doing all these things. You were going underwater to kiss and all that stuff. So do you feel like maybe you led her on in that situation?
No, because even though we were doing all that, like if there was even a point in bed, even we kissed or something, and I literally said to her, like I genuinely don't think it would be like you can take me away from India. And she was backing herself, like she believes in her sauce, that her connection and mine would be better than India's, that she's just gonna have to do what she has to do. Like, so I said that she can try, but I genuinely don't think she'd be able to. So like obviously I'll still be affectionate, I'll still do all this, but
But I think that's where the grey area is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like obviously you weren't saying you weren't leading people on, but if you're like kissing and whatever.
Yeah, I hear that.
Same with like Deji, like obviously we had a kiss in bed and the little whatever he feels, it's like, oh, you're leading me on or whatever. But
but what I want to make sure of is that, look, obviously all that stuff happened. We have brought it back up today, so I feel like emotions have been a bit whatever. Have you both really and truly and honestly forgiven each other? Like, honestly.
I just heard he fall in love with two people today, so.
Well, I have something new too, eh?
What, is it topless massage?
Yeah, topless back massage.
Do you want one? I can give you one.
Fuck off.
Whoa, not you, Mr. Kissing Women Underwater. Choking. Please.
Nah, the kissing underwater thing was just jokes. That was jokes, man.
So I'm going to ask the question again. Have you two really and honestly and truly forgiven each other? And I'm not talking about
forgiving each other.
When an argument comes up, I don't want no one bringing anything up saying, hold on, but you did that. Because you know, I don't,
when we get back into this car, Petty Supreme, are you ready?
So,
yeah, absolutely.
Nah, we're fine.
Please.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
absolutely.
You could just get steamy, like, you never know what could happen.
Yes,
you know,
please translate this energy into the bedroom. This is what we need. Exactly, this is what we need. But look, like, you guys are going strong. I'm here for it. How's everything going with the boys and the girls? You guys speaking to all the boys and the girls now, like, catching up with everyone?
Yeah, actually. So we finally made a proper chat.
Who's in the chat with the girls?
Oh, okay, so... Oh no, now it's gonna look bad because there are people in there, but we weren't even like that. Okay, so with me, Tash, Ekin, Paige, and Jem.
Cool.
But then I think also I have a separate chat with me and Danica and Summer.
Yeah, because so you lot are the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, we have our Powerpuff Girl group chat.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's the Finalist Girls group chat.
Yeah, yeah,
So yeah, we actually spoke today. And I think we're meeting up tomorrow for Tasha's birthday. She's having a little thing.
Oh, good.
And then I'm catching up with Danica and Summer on Saturday.
Good. And Dami, the boys, what's the group chat saying?
The boys, it's group chat. Obviously, we have the Finalist group chat.
Yeah.
The Finalist boys. Then I have other group chat with like Kenna, Josh... You know, the Black Boys group chat.
Yeah.
And then I have another one now, like Universal group chat. There's just a few group
chats. So who's in the Finals group chat?
Finals group chat is the Finals, like the final four.
The boys,
so Davide, Andrew, and Luca, and I. So, yeah, we'll probably add more people to, because I was going to make another one today and add like Jay and everyone else into it. But it's just like, you know, there's a lot of people in one group chat. We're actually all going to talk. So, but I actually was going to make one today.
I heard there was another group chat where there was you and Drew,
the Fantastic
Jax.
Four. But we kind of like, because of the situation with Tasha, it's not really Fantastic Four. Yeah, so Andrew isn't really there. So it's like he's there, but he's not, we don't speak on the group chat anymore. Yeah. So it's kind of like he's taking himself.
Surely there should be a way we can just all bless it and just like sort it out, because you all experience the same experience, man.
Yeah. Like, I mean, things take time, so I don't know. But you know what's funny for me? Every guy that left, like when Kenna left, he was supposed to make a group chat, and that group chat should have just kept going on. Like, but no, and every guy that kept, like even Liam, we kept, said make the group chat for us and add us all into it. Come out, there's not one single group chat.
So how did everyone get everyone's numbers? Is it just like DM on Instagram?
Yeah, just Insta. Yeah, just Insta.
I put all the girls' numbers on. Not the final. Was it the final?
Probably
the night of the reunion.
Yeah.
That's when I got like everyone's numbers. Because for ages, we're all chatting. I'm thinking, hold on. I don't have your number.
Yeah.
Because we're
that's
so not
crazy.
Used to it. Like, even with Dami for a hot second.
Yeah,
I was
but
like,
I memorized her number.
Do you still remember?
Yeah, but do you want me to beat your number out?
No. I don't know. I don't know his number because it's like a bit funky because he's Irish. It's like plus.
Oh, eight. Yeah, Ywande has that plus something. I'm like, I'm not involved.
I just like, you know.
Your number is terrible. Her number ends with three sixes.
Is it?
Yeah.
It you need to get that changed, you know.
Yeah, but it's so easy to remember. So I was like, oh, I can't be arts now. Yeah. But you know what? I've been blessed ever since. So
that's the most important thing.
Touch wood. Is this wood?
Like, it is wood, yeah. Good. I think it is. It is.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to take a very short break. And after that, we're going to be speaking all about Dami and India's future plans. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, it's Will and Jovi. Thank you so much for watching my brand new show. This is obviously the season finale. I'm so sad. But look, season 2 is around the corner. So please make sure you support this show by subscribing to the YouTube channel. That's Reality with Will and Jovi. Let's get back into the gossip. And we are back with Dami in India. They are going strong from strength to strength. You guys have met the family. How's that been? How's it just been like integrating yourselves into each other's lives, basically?
Very easy, I think.
Yeah.
Too easy, to be honest.
Like, Dami's been around my house. He's had his curry chicken, white rice. Yeah. He's had, you know.
I see her mom as much as I see her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's the relationship like with the parents?
Nah, her mom is cool. Like, she's very funny. She asks some funny questions.
What are the funny questions?
Yeah, that's family. That's family talk. That's family business. That's family business. And obviously, she's always trying to show me pictures of her when she's younger and stuff.
Always showing my baby pictures.
Nah, but she looked cute. You probably look cuter when you're younger, to be honest.
I was a cute baby.
Nah, she's a pretty baby.
As long as our baby looks like me, I'll be fine.
Wow. So this baby's really should be on its
baby,
should be coming.
The baby's a really big talk, but no, honestly, I am not ready.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Yet.
We're not.
We want to, you know, live life.
No, I guess when the time
travel.
Is right.
Yeah, when the time is right.
Or if it happens accidentally, but you know,
there's not gonna be any accidents. No. Honestly, I was feeling.
You were saying you're
car
sick this morning.
Yeah, but like I tweeted and I was just like, oh.
You were saying you were car sick.
Funke.
No.
That's a sign. No. That's a sign.
It is car sickness. Yeah, I've not been in the car for ages. No babies for now, but in the future we'll get married first, you know, travel
really?
The world.
Yeah, just get married first, have a baby. Do people still do that?
I mean, there's not.
I don't
any
feel. I don't feel like there's any. I don't feel like there's any pressure for
you
me.
You can
to
do whatever you want to do. But is that the way you want to do it?
Yeah,
man. That's what. But that's what you said when we were in the villa.
So let's talk.
Because she's very confusing, man.
Yeah,
in the villa, she wanted her mom to meet me before I asked her to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Whereas, I would have asked her way before I met her mom. But we had. Wait, I asked you before
yeah,
I met her mom. Because that confused me. So now here she is again saying we have to get.
I'm not against it. No, but I just would like to get married. It's definitely not. Like,
yeah,
if
of
I
course
a baby,
you get married.
I'm not married.
Of course you will.
What's the dream wedding of you two gonna be like? What's the dream wedding like? Describe that dream wedding.
On the beach.
Yeah, like in Seychelles or like in Jamaica.
Yeah, we have to do the traditional Nigerian wedding as well.
Yeah, we do both. Definitely.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Is that how Jamaicans get married, on the beach?
No.
You don't have your own tradition. You came for Ireland and shopping center, so it's now your turn, girl.
He's in Jamaica. He's getting married on the beach.
What? I don't know, man.
I just want to get married.
Okay,
on the
I thought maybe that's your tradition. Yeah, I hear that.
Obviously, Jamaica is a nice country. Anyway, but
play Bashment for our song.
That's not funny.
I'm just joking, man. Bashment.
Bashment, babe. It's
dancehall.
Dancehall wedding. Dancehall.
You, it's dancehall.
I'll take it. I'm not Jamaican.
Who do you want performing at your wedding?
Probably Vibes Cartel.
He's in prison.
We can get him out. We'll get him out.
Pay him extra money. Pay the government to hire him out. Yeah. Get him out.
Nah, who do I have for my wedding?
What?
Realistically, I don't know who I'd have for my wedding.
An artist. Just think of any artist.
Right, I'd get Ed Sheeran, man.
Yeah.
I actually get Ed Sheeran to give
He's
us
very
one
romantic.
Nice smooth. Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
The nice, smooth music. So.
Maybe some Buju and. Whiskey. Maybe no whiskey. Maybe just for, you know, when people want to get hyped up.
Maybe
I chat to Boyner, but Boyner boy probably wouldn't answer us.
No, he might do, you know. Just DM him on Instagram.
His name is Damini. It's close to my name, to be honest, yeah.
Interesting. So you guys, is the L word being used? Love? Are you in love with each other? Yet?
Well.
Answer him. Ladies first.
Answer him.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like what?
Why do I have to answer? You answer it. Why are you looking at me like
that?
Sorry,
I won't look at you. I'm sorry. Let me talk my water.
Why are you looking at me
like
that?
Teacup.
Nah,
sis.
It's stressing
We're
me
waiting
out.
For the answer.
Why are you getting
We're
stressed?
Waiting for the answer.
I cringe when I do this. Like, it's better when we're just to ourselves, man. I don't want to. We've already done all this on TV. I don't want to do it no more.
We say it all the time, but it's just like natural. It's like, it just rolls off.
No, we see it a lot now.
But like
do.
I say,
so
though,
so you are in love. You like you've reached that stage where you can say that to each other now.
Yeah,
we are using that.
We definitely can say it, but I feel like there's still more love to give.
Yeah, there's still more love.
We're still obviously we're in a relationship, but it's no elephant in the room that the relationship is early. It's like obviously I do love Dami, but I still have more love to give. Do you know what I mean? There's more stages to it.
She needs to fully be a simp. She needs to lose her senses.
I am.
That's when she will know when she's really.
Well, you don't think.
I know. I feel like you actually have lost a little. You've done a little simpy stuff. You actually have.
Like what?
Yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
Like what? It don't matter.
You get me in trouble.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Well, look, I'm actually want to know who's been cooking. What are we cooking? What are the dishes? Are you cooking your jollof rice meals? Are you?
No, I haven't. You know,
we haven't cooked.
We haven't cooked at all. Yes.
Who will be cooking?
I made rice.
What rice?
White rice.
That's literally it, just white rice.
All right.
Curry chicken.
You did not make the curry chicken.
My mom made the curry chicken and I made the white rice.
I'm not even you out.
I made the white rice and he lapped it up anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't know why
because of the curry chicken.
The rice was
white
good.
Rice
was...
is just white rice. Who cares about white rice?
Really, truly, you can put that in the rice cooker.
No, but the way she made the rice, the texture and everything,
it was shelly. The rice was very shelly. It wasn't sticky. It was proper good.
Well, come on, it's just rice, girl. Come on.
What have you
been doing? Man, I'm not in my house. Like, my grandma's the one cooking for me most of the time. And I generally want to cook.
But what can you cook?
I cook everything.
Okay, so if there was a day where, you know, you're cooking for India, what is on the menu? What are you cooking?
I'll ask her what she wants to eat and I'll just do that. That's literally
why. No, but you have to surprise her.
Yeah, if it's a surprise, then I'll listen to, be attentive, listen to what she's been saying throughout the week, what she wants to eat, and I'll just cater to that.
But you come on, India, man. You need to be tasting the pounded yam, the jollof rice.
I've had jollof rice before and red stew.
Okay.
But that's the only.
My grandma keeps telling
her
to come to the house. She even wants to show you how to cook Nigerian food, to be honest.
I'm down for it.
Down for it.
Wait,
she's cooking today, though.
Oh, good.
You.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh.
Sorry,
what are you cooking?
I don't know yet. I might make some brown shoe chicken with white rice. Yeah, I like a white rice.
Give him some culture, man.
Yeah,
look at some jerk chicken in there.
Man, I knew about the culture before. Come on,
relax, man. He really thinks that I can't chef it up, but that's fine because I don't want him to have any expectations. Do you know what I mean? So...
Interesting.
Interesting. I'll put feedback on Twitter anyway.
Yeah, let us know because we need to know.
It's going to be rubbish.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's crap.
So then, like, oh, when I taste it, I'll be like, whoa.
No!
Is it, yeah?
No!
But look, fans have sent in questions. Dami and fans have sent in questions.
Dami fans.
I'm going to start off with this one. This is from Lakeisha99 on Twitter. Is it plantain or plantain?
Plantain.
Plantain.
Excuse me?
Plantain.
What did you say?
Plantain.
Plantain.
Huh?
Plantain.
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 It's plantain.
Plantain.
Man, I don't know where. Like, spell it. Spell it. Let's spell it.
Do you say mountain or mountain?
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. Spell it.
Oh,
spell it.
India. Spell it. India.
Plantain.
India.
The A is silent.
The A is silent.
Why would it be? Why is
why
it
would
there?
It be silent?
Well, don't ask plantain. Me. Ask the dictionary.
Man, it's just Jamaican's accent. That's why you just put
plantain.
Yeah, I think
it's like plantain.
Plantain. It's a plantain, brother.
I'm saying it in it.
Me, I real life. Kiss a man. You get me, brother. It's a plantain.
Plantain.
Awful stuff.
Plantain.
Plantain.
It's
I'm
plantain.
Just speaking patois right now. I'm saying plantain.
Nah, man, it doesn't even sound right when you're saying it. It's like
plantain.
You're saying plant, tin. Like, tin is like
plantain.
A separate thing. That's
plantain.
What it sounds like you're saying.
Well, I need my Jamaicans to back me up.
Yeah,
it's two Africans in the room. Yeah,
there's
you,
two African boys.
You're losing this battle.
And, you know, it's two against one, so obviously.
Plantain.
See, it even sounds good on you.
Plantain.
Yeah, you say it so well.
No, you do say it well.
Do you know what the worst thing is, yeah? When you actually go to a Caribbean shop, you're like, I want plantain. They're like, okay, I'll give you plantain. I'm like,
yeah, plantain.
I'm like, oh, all right then.
Get
I thought
right.
that jab,
get it right.
Wow. Okay, and another question from NGEWNA12. Has your relationship changed since you've come out of the villa?
No.
No, we're more in love.
Yeah, I don't think anything changed. It's more comfortable. Obviously, now you can.
Yeah,
do...
changed in a good way. For a good
reason.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, there's obviously certain things you can't do in the villa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do them, but you're just not allowed because some people won't let you.
You are allowed.
Really? I had consent the whole time?
Yeah, obviously. Of course you did, but I didn't want to, so.
So where do we go with this chat? Like...
Please, you two are a flipping hilarious and problematic couple. You know, I can't. Hilarious and problematic. I actually
got. Of course, you had consent the whole time.
Duh.
Consent is sexy, guys.
Consent is sexy.
Consent's very sexy, as Aloni would say. Now, I've already asked this, but we're gonna do it again. Finn Stacks guy on Twitter has said, Dami, what are the things that you can't wait to show India and take her on a date? Where do you want to take her on a date?
Like in Ireland or just in general?
Anywhere.
I don't know, just travel, go around the world, go to America, go to like hot countries. Oh, Japan. Can't wait to show Japan. And I can't wait to show anime. Because it's nice to get into with me. So I can't wait to show anime.
But I feel like that's hard to get into. I feel like anime is a very like...
No.
You know, there's certain things like Marvel and MCU. There's just certain things. Yeah, but
when you... Because I feel like everyone has a preconception of what they think anime is. So when you show them a particular one, they'll be like, oh, wow.
I didn't expect but everyone used to watch Dragon Ball Z. You used to watch Dragon Ball Z.
See, Dragon Ball Z is too actiony. Whereas you can find animes that are like... Yeah, with plots, fantasies, romance, and you actually get fully in depth.
What's it like a mainstream anime?
Mainstream, like the one everyone was Attack on Titans, but I don't really like that because it's all action. But like if you watch like the likes of, oh man, there's a movie called Your Name. Like it's on Netflix. They put it on Netflix because it's that good. Like everybody loves it.
Wow.
And the concept is like two kids that are living like in different countries. They literally keep swapping each other's bodies. They don't know each other at all. Yeah, they don't even know each other and they keep swapping each other's bodies. But apparently, I don't want to ruin the story. I was about to ruin it.
Yeah.
But it's so deep. And it's, like I've cried. I don't even cry, but I cried.
I'm here for the passion though. I'm here for the passion. I'm here for it.
No, I would definitely be down for watching it. I've watched like one before. And my best friend watched anime, but I feel like it takes much time. Like I've always said to myself, I'm gonna watch anime, but then I never make time.
Are you a Netflix type?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, but that's kind of
I don't think she is, because watched like two movies the other day. She literally watched like 30 movies out of 30 minutes out of the two
some
movies.
People are like I can be like that at times. Some people are like that where they can't just binge and just spend hours watching things. I feel like anime people, they will sit there as well, like kind of like MCU and Marvel people.
I feel like I have to be into it because like if I'm watching like, for example, I don't know, what do I like? Money Heist. Yeah. I binge that. So I can't do it.
It just depends, yeah.
It just depends.
Like, anime is only 20-minute episodes. It's not even that deep.
Yeah. Cool. Right now, we're going to have a very, very short break where I'm going to be telling you all the things I'm watching. But after that, we're going to come back with Dami in India for the last part. I'm going to play one last game. Hey guys, it's Will. Thank you so much for watching my brand new show, Reality with Will and Jovu, where of course I talk about all the latest reality TV and entertainment news. This is the end of season one. But look, season two is going to be looking a little bit different. I'm going to be opening up the realm to talk about film and television and basically everything you're watching. And I'm introducing a brand new section called What is Will Watching? Now, last night, I basically watched four episodes, a preview, not eight, but four of She-Hulk, the brand new TV series on Disney Plus. It's all about a lady called Jennifer Walters, who's a lawyer, but turns into a 6'7" She-Hulk. Now, celebrity cameos in there, amazing. I can't say who though. Don't want to spoil it. It was really, really good. Make sure you catch that on Disney Plus. I believe that episode one is available to watch now. Ooh, and there is a brand new dating show in town. I know Love Island's finished, but don't you worry, because Dated and Related on Netflix is the one that you need to be watching. It's basically, I know it sounds crazy, but actually it's a pairs of siblings enter a villa in the south of France and they date people in front of their siblings. So they're not dating their siblings, don't you worry. And we are back. And as you saw in that break, Dated and Related on Netflix. I cannot wait to watch that. But you two, like, would you ever date with your siblings? Do you tell your siblings much about your dating life if you have siblings?
I mean, I'm quite close to my sister. I would never bring her on a date.
Really?
Like, why? That's just so, like, irrelevant. But she does know pretty much everything about my dating life. So all the tea, she does know.
Oh, so when you're telling me all the tea.
Well, majority of it. Like, if you're telling me something, you're telling my sister.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Fair enough. Sammy, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have, like, three sisters and one brother.
Oh, cool.
So I tell all my siblings everything.
Is it?
Yeah, they know everything about
every little detail.
Yeah, especially when I go home and, like, if I've dated whoever I've dated in that space of time, like, I'll tell them new funny stories that have happened to me or whatever. Yeah. Full in depth as well, like, but I feel like if my sister Femi was on it, I feel like I'd be okay with it, because I feel like we're okay. Like, I wouldn't, like, seeing her going on a date with a, I think we'd be fine, because honestly, we're very, like, close, and we can speak with everyone, and, like, no, I think we'd be fine. I wouldn't really care about that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, now it's time to put your love to the test, baby.
To the test.
How well do you know your bae? Cool.
Do I have a bae? Oh, you my bae. Oh, that's what girlfriend means? Like bae? Oh.
It means, what does it stand for?
What does bae stand for?
Bae.
No, B-A-E. It stands for before. anyone else or something like that.
Before anyone else.
Yeah, like apparently that's like.
I mean, my mom still come first, girl. So I'm just saying, we ain't even married yet. Before anyone else. That's cute. I never heard that before.
I saw that somewhere. I don't know.
You've never heard the.
No, I've heard it be. I'm just joking. Like I do a lot of sarcastic stuff.
Yeah.
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 Right, cool. I'm going to ask you questions. Just point at whoever you think. You can point at yourself or you point at
this one's Camille. Let's go, baby.
Cool. Who's the funniest? All right, yeah, cool.
You're funny too, though.
Who's
my claim to funny I'm not looking.
Now you're joining the Twitter agenda, calling Dami a clown, huh? Because Twitter told you, now you want to call me a clown too, huh?
Huh?
They call me clown every day.
Woo!
It's okay, you know.
Cool. Who's most likely to get drunk after one or two drinks? Fair play, you admit this. You own it.
I know myself.
You own it. You own it. Cool. Who's the biggest diva?
I'm not even a diva, I'm not lying, but...
Cool. Who's most likely to sing in the shower?
I feel like you.
Don't you have like a rap? You can rap, apparently. Someone told me that you can actually rap. You're
like,
good at rapping.
Forget about the thing that you saw on the TV.
No, I've actually heard that you're genuinely good at it.
Yeah, I actually am. I can do a little something. I can sing wrong. I can just make up stuff on quickly.
Would you not think about doing a song?
Everyone keeps... Someone has told us to do that. She's supposed to play the flute while I... Is that what you're trying to get at? I mean, she'd have to learn how
for
to do
fun.
Properly first.
I've always said as a joke, I'd want to be like a pop star for like a year and just see what happens.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do it seriously.
Pop star sensation.
I think you lot could do that. Seriously. One music video, one, you know, bring out the kids.
Oh, yeah. And then we actually could, man. Little trap song.
Well, maybe not.
Little trap song.
We'll think about it.
Why not, man? Why not?
Yeah.
Cool. Who's most likely to jump and scream during a horror movie?
Don't
believe me. Have you done this before?
I mean, I jump and scream
for
it,
anything.
Like... No, just
I mean, that even scared me. That even
just
scared
like
me.
Just like bugs and stuff. Yeah,
bugs.
Wow. But you know what? I feel like, horror films, they're not even scary.
No, I find them funny, man.
Back
I just laugh
through
them.
Used to be scary.
Hold on, some of them are scary. I'm a very big fan of horror movies, and I will tell you now, you need to watch The Omen.
That's not scary.
No, it's so cliche.
Like, you know when the scare is about to happen.
No, but that's like psychological religious horror. I think that stuff is a bit like, it plays around of your mind. You're like, it's not too much gore.
I feel like dark movies are more like scary.
Yeah.
But what do you mean by dark?
Like, you know when someone's like maybe looking to kind of kidnap someone?
Or stuff about like secret societies and all that kind of scary shit. I feel like that's more scary than horror.
Even if you're watching like a documentary of like how someone kills someone, like those ones are even more realistic.
No, but some horror movies are based on true stories. The Omen's based off of, horror movies are based off, The Exorcist, I think, is based off a true story. Exactly. So when you watch that, you're like, wow, this actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But
I will fight for horrors. I'm not going to lie. I don't play about.
I don't get scared. I have blood of Jesus in me, so I don't get scared when I watch horror films, like, you know.
Yeah. Wow. So cool, you two. What is next for Damia? Just in life, everything, what do you lot want to, like, venture out into just in every possible way?
I think a lot of traveling.
A lot of, individual opportunities, a lot of together opportunities.
Yeah.
Just want to do a lot of stuff together. Yeah.
We thought about a lot of things, but obviously you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to spill it all out.
I think defo just like traveling and exploring a lot and just enjoying each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we still need to do that.
We're probably going to do house viewing soon though.
Yeah. It's getting a bit much. I'm really
to get that place together.
Yeah.
That's important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be saying that, you know.
Wow.
You remember when I was in there? I was like, I feel like we need time before we move in together. Now,
we're just trying to move in.
Follow your instincts, follow your guts. If you feel like now's the time, then just go with it.
It makes sense anyway because we're with each other every day.
Yeah.
Like, we are literally always with each other. So it's like, that is the next step for us. So,
yeah,
moving in and traveling the world.
Traveling the world.
Yeah. Dami in India, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And of course, thank you so much for joining me on season one of Reality. It's been so much fun. Thank you to everyone who's been watching on TikTok, on YouTube. It has been amazing. Thank you to James at Launchpod Studios and to all the guests who've been popping in throughout to just talk about Love Island. I'll be back with season two in a few weeks, actually. So I'll see you there.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.